Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
When you walk in the love of God, you have at your disposal the manifested power of God. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he shows you how vital your love walk is to having a victorious life. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
If you will get on the love of God, then what you are doing succeeds. But then he goes ahead to say, love never fails, but where there be prophecies, they shall fail. But now, wait just a minute. Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels and have not love. What's he talking about? He's talking about attempting to function in the gifts of the Spirit without love. He lames off every one of them. And you know, now notice, what a shortcut that is for the devil. If he can get you off the love walk, you can just go on and talk in tongues, you can go on, you can prophesy, you can do all of that, and it has no Holy Ghost power. He's short-cutted, he has cut right straight across and went right to the jugular. He didn't just mess up one gift, he messed it all up. He just let you go ahead and have your tongue-talking party.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
So we need to put first things first, right? All right. Now, let's go on down here. Love suffers long, is kind. You notice the King James translation of the word charity. In our vernacular today, charity doesn't carry the impact that it did when this was translated. The reason they didn't just translate it love. Charity is God-like giving selfless love. Amen. Ready to give, ready to distribute. Agape love, the love of God. Now, it does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopeth all things, and endures all things. Love, the love of God, never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Now, wait a minute. He's still talking about love. He hadn't just suddenly changed the subject here. But whether there be prophecies, without love they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, without love they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, without love it'll vanish away. For without love we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come. See, there is coming a day. There's coming a day. Glory to God. It's coming. It's not here yet. But the more we stay in love and the more we walk in it, the closer we get to it, the closer we come, the closer we come. And that time is coming, glory to God, when nobody needs to talk in tongues anymore. Nobody needs to prophesy anymore, 'cause he's here.
Glory, 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 glory.
But the more you walk in love, the more the dark glass begins to clear up. It don't stay as muddy as it does, as it did. Why? Because you're getting light. You're walking in the light as He is in the light. See, when that's talking about the light, walking in the light, the entrance of His Word bringeth light, it's talking about revelation, revealed knowledge from God. That's not all it's talking about. It's talking about light energy. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. And the more we walk in this, and the more we walk in love, the more it cleanses. The Scripture says you purify your soul, mind, will, and emotions by obeying the truth, by walking in the love, the love walk of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, once this is established, love needs to know things. You need to know. You're an instrument in the hands of the Holy Spirit. You are a ministering instrument. Every born-again child of God is a ministering instrument in the hands of God. Amen. You need to know things. You need the wisdom of God. And all you need to do to find out the wisdom of God is take James chapter 1. Any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and give us liberally, and upbraideth not, or doesn't find any fault. He won't not give you his wisdom because he fault. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Now you get over in there, you're asking, and you have asked in faith. Here you go again, calling things that be not as though they were. I thank you right now. I've got the wisdom of God. I thank you right now. I know exactly what to do in this situation. Amen. Father, show me where. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. All right. I believe that. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I know exactly where I'm supposed to be in my heart. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the one that knows is in there.
That's right.
And I stand then on what he said in the 16th chapter of John, 13, 14, 15th verses. Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will not speak of himself, but whatever he hears, that shall he also speak. He'll glorify, he'll show you things to come. He'll show you things to come. He'll take what's mine, he'll glorify me, and he'll take what's mine and show it unto you. All the Father has is mine. I say again, he'll take what's mine and show it unto you. So I know. I know. It's my mind that needs to find out. Right. Yeah. You see where I'm coming from here? I know. The Holy Ghost lives in my spirit. What? Know ye not your body's a temple of the Holy Ghost? Well, yeah. The reason why is because your spirit lives in this body and the Holy Spirit lives in your spirit. Amen. So I know. Now I need to get it across to my mind. Amen. So I begin to pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for it. Praise God. I know. I know. I just know. I know that I know. Praise God. I know. And I talked to you about this last week. I learned this from my spiritual father, Oral Roberts. He said, you, like the Scripture said, pray also you may interpret. Now, don't just start making up something. I think sometimes that I go too fast and I don't. Anyway, don't just start trying to talk in English. You could interrupt it right in the middle of it. Don't be doing that. Wait, I'm not talking about a feeling either. And some of these spiritual things are hard to wrap words around. I could tell you in tongues, but then, no, you know. So anyway. Yeah, thank you, Lord. I'll do that. And here again, I'll give you Brother Hagin's testimony, because I learned so much of this from him. Between he and Oral Roberts, that's where, and what I've learned over the years in from the Spirit of God, who's my teacher. But he said he was praying in the Spirit and had been praying in the Spirit for several hours. And his tongue shifted. And he wasn't married, wasn't planning on getting married. But that came out of his mouth, who he was to marry, how many children they would have, and what their names were. Now, what went into operation there? Word of knowledge. But it came out as he's just praising and worshiping God. Now, let me remind you again of what Brother Roberts taught me. He said that everything concerning building a city of faith and Oral Roberts University, he said, I don't know nothing about building a university or a hospital, either one. But he said, you just pray. You pray until suddenly you know. Now, it may come in a few minutes. Remember I told you that I told Gloria I'm going in that bedroom and I'm going to pray until I find out what to do here. Right. If it takes all night long. And I came out, she said, all night long. You ain't been in there 20 minutes. I said, yeah, but I found out. Yeah. I found out. Glory to God. Don't need staying there all night. Amen. Somebody said, come on, brother, let's pray all night. Well, now, wait a minute. Before I go stay up all night with you, I won't know what we're doing here. We may not need, this may not take over 10 minutes, and I'm not going to stay up all night with you and your unbelief. Well, we're going to pray through, brother. Is that what you're telling me? You need to get through? Yeah, we need to get through to heaven. Jesus, we're through. Now, what do you need? Well, I know. I'm just being silly. But now, the old-time Pentecostals knew that there's so much of this that we've learned over the last 50, 60 years since the word of faith had become so well-known and the communications we've got now. But they knew if they just got in there and stayed with it and just pray in tongues all night, all day, all week, all month, if that's what it took, we're going to break through and we're going to start rejoicing. We know when we do, we got it. Now, most of the time, it doesn't take that long. Why? Because we've learned not to mix it with unbelief. And pray for hours and hours and get up and say, I just don't understand why it's taking so long, and then go back and do it again. You could have cut a lot of that, but people didn't know. You understand? Yes. Thank God for those warriors. Yes. Thank God for the ones that laid on the floor till they changed things. I'm telling you, they're going to be passing out rewards here one of these days, and Jesus is going to stand up and say, Dr. So-and-so, And there's this huge trophy. This thing is just gigantic. And he walks up there and Jesus is going to say, hold this. Mama Louise, who in the world is that? That's the one that laid on her face and prayed the power of God down. Amen. Where Dr. So-and-so was preaching, and he thought he did it. And he got to hold her trophy. Thank God. I'm telling you what, you and me and all the rest of us, glory to God. There's some prayer warriors behind us who get the bulk of the reward for all of this. Amen. They're the ones that... Now, don't misunderstand me. There is this stuff called bombarding the gates of heaven. Ain't nothing but a lot of blow. Wind. I was doing that. Well, I'd heard that. You know, we're going to bombard the gates. And I'm bombarding the gates. Oh, God! I'm going on. And the Lord just cut me off. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm bombarding the gates. He said, what for? They ain't locked. And he said, if you'll just go to the book of Revelation and figure it out, you're 750 miles short. Just assuming the temple's in the center. That city's 1,500 miles square. 1,500 miles cubed is what it is. And he said, you're 750 miles short, standing out in the front of an unlocked gate, screaming and hollering, why don't you come on to the throne? And I said, stupid? Yeah. He didn't call me stupid, I did. I could hear it in his voice. Glory. Oh, glory to God. Well, I was bombarding them gates, brother. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where was I when I got into all that? So, that's what makes, particularly the word of knowledge, so valuable to any believer, to a parent, but most particularly to pastors. Oh, come on, pastors. Hey, listen, these gifts are so vitally important. The church of Jesus Christ, the local church, is the most powerful thing on the face of God's green earth. Hallelujah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're gonna set up a New Testament church. What's a New Testament church? Well, there's too many carnal Christians in this church over here.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at one. Too many babies.
You got a church with no babies in it, it's a dead church. Your church ought to be full of babies. You putting out the sincere milk of the word that they may grow thereby. And you also putting out the meat. I'm also putting out the salad. Praise God, it goes in between. Amen. Hallelujah. But a pastor, oh my, let me show you something. Turn with me to Mark chapter 6. Now, you understand Jesus, a faith preacher. All of these gifts of the Spirit were manifested in his life except tongues and interpretation of tongues. Tongues and interpretation of tongues are a New Testament sign and operation. Now then, look. Most people begin this at the 35th verse of the 6th chapter of Mark, when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place, now is the time to fast, and then so forth. And he said, you give them to eat, and they brought the fish, and they brought the bread, and then da da da. Don't forget verse 34. Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. That same word translated shepherd is translated pastor in Ephesians chapter 4. And, look at it, put your eyes on it. And he began to teach them many, 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 many things. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All those thousands and thousands and thousands of people had the faith to believe God for the for that miracle. Hallelujah. Amen. They were part of it. Amen. They didn't just sit out there. Right. They're full of faith.
Amen. Amen.
The Holy Ghost is teaching them. Woo!
Glory.
How many pastors in here?
No.
The spirit of increase, supernatural, is on your life and ministry, every one of you. You're responsible for the power of increase in your congregation. But it's part of the gifts of the Spirit. The gift, the anointing of the teacher. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. There are teachers that are not pastors. I'm totally convinced there's no such thing as a pastor without the anointing to teach, not just preach. Are we getting anywhere? The word of knowledge. It is know that you know that you know. It will continue to grow, and when the time comes, it'll manifest on a little deeper level, a little deeper level. But you can't make it happen, but you can be ready for it to happen, for it's as the Spirit wills. Amen. I was standing in the dining room down here a number of years ago, standing there talking to a man that was having lunch. He's a friend of mine, and I'm standing there talking to him. All of a sudden, just covered his face. There was a TV screen about that big. I couldn't see him, but I could see this screen, and I could see the Kremlin. And sitting on top of that Kremlin was this, looked like an octopus, but it was mechanical. It didn't look like it was a living thing. It was, because it's sitting there doing this, and its tentacles went out from the Kremlin and went all over the world. There were tentacles that went into colleges and universities in the United States and different things. And they had these tentacles, bright, black, ebony, look like an eight ball come off of a pool table. And I'm just seeing this thing. And all of a sudden, from out of frame, I can't adequately tell you how powerful this thing was. It was so fast and so big, and it came out of frame, and it just whoosh, like that, and it hit that thing on the top. Pow! I'm just standing there big-eyed. I'm seeing this. And the word of God came. Nobody else heard it, but I did. I mean, I'm not talking about something with these ears, but I'm talking about it was so big inside me. He said, "It'll never be back." Communism, Russian communism. He hit that thing, and it began to quiver and shake, and it rolled up on its side, and the needles began to withdraw, long needles began to withdraw out of those different places in the world, and they began to crack up, and he rolled over, and he died. Yeah. And it went away. And there were people saying, oh, we need to pray. Communism's going to come back to Russia. Communism. No, it ain't. It ain't ever coming back. Well, see, I can be very bold about that. What was that? That was the word of knowledge on a deeper level.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.